Scientists are still studying whether a booster shot for the COVID-19 vaccine is necessary, but for now, the CDC says that it's not, and that isn't sitting well for some people who are watching the Delta variant rip through the United States. It turns out that people are getting extra doses on their own initiative. Rachel Kors has been writing about this for our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Rachel, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
So people are going against advice. They're getting an unauthorized booster shot before the FDA has approved it. How common is this?
Well, as I talked to kind of pharmacists and other healthcare providers, they said the problem isn't terribly widespread yet. You know, we don't have, you know, mobs of people waiting in lines at vaccination sites like we did early on, but it's starting to catch the attention of, you know, health systems who, you know, have to make policies about this sort of thing, and insurers who are kind of grappling with how to pay for it.
How's it even possible? I mean, don't you have to fill out a consent form that asks whether you've been vaccinated before? How are people doing this?
Yeah, so there are kind of two ways that, you know, we've heard so far that people are trying to, you know, get these additional shots. One of them is to go see their doctor. And, you know, different doctors will have different policies as to whether they would recommend an additional shot or not. Like, there's one example that I think just came out yesterday of a hospital in San Francisco that, you know, is open to giving additional shots after, you know, patients have spoken with their doctors. But there are other systems, you know, like the Mayo Clinic and the University of Washington, that have made the opposite decision, and they're not allowing prescribing of extra doses at this time. Or they can choose to lie on, you know, consent forms and say it's their first dose, which kind of creates a headache for, you know, pharmacies and other providers that are administering these shots.
Is it even allowed? I mean, you said people are going to doctors to get permission to do this, but can doctors legally prescribe a third shot at this point?
It does appear to be legal. Whether it's advisable based on the evidence, I think, is an open question. And again, the CDC and, you know, FDA haven't recommended or authorized a third shot or a second shot for Johnson & Johnson yet. But it is happening in other countries, and doctors do have a little bit of leeway as to what they'll recommend for their patients.
Right. Countries like Israel and Germany are moving ahead with boosters for some more vulnerable people. But without that authorization in the United States, can we be sure that it's safe? Are people assuming some degree of risk here by taking that extra dose?
I think they are, you know, assuming some degree of risk. And when I asked CDC Director Rochelle Walensky about this, she said, you know, she acknowledged that some people are seeking additional doses. She didn't, you know, make an indication that anyone's going to be hunting them down necessarily, but she did ask that they, you know, report in kind of the vaccine safety system so they have some more data to work with. And there's also health equity issues because, you know, if some people have the time and energy to chase down these extra shots and other people don't, you know, that creates other ethical issues as well.
Earlier, you had mentioned that insurance companies are taking a look at this. How do they feel about people getting an extra booster?
They're being a little cautious right now because I think they very much don't want to be seen as, you know, not paying for vaccines. Anthem has said generally, you know, there won't be a copay. But then you've seen Aetna, who said, you know, if you get shots outside of these guidelines, then we're probably not going to pay for it. So I think they are kind of trying to each make their own decision in this kind of weird gray area time that, you know, may not last forever, but we're here right now.
Rachel Kors with STAT, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.